Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your State Representative Duane Milne of the 167th Legislative District in Chester County. Representative Milne, welcome to this report to your constituents. There's been a lot of talk in this budget season in Harrisburg about education funding. There's some plans that the governor has put forth that would really change the way that state money is distributed. What's going on here? What are some of the issues that are involved? And what's your opinion of this new plan that the governor's put forth?
Education, I should point out to our listeners, is the single largest budget item in the state government. K through 12 education does take about 35% of the entire state budget, which is projected for about $28 billion this year, the total budget. So it is a very serious responsibility of the state. And what we are trying to wrestle with is making sure that our system of public education across the entire Commonwealth gets funded fairly, so that all children have a chance to succeed, but we also do it in a way that's fair to the taxpayers. And the big focus right now is how do we deal with the EFF, the education funding formula.
I understand that the governor has also put forth, in terms of this new formula, also additional spending as well.
That's correct. Under the proposal that the governor has asked us to consider in the legislature, and I am on the education committee, it would require about $2.5 billion more if we change the education funding formula as he has proposed it. So that obviously is a very significant increase. And what we were trying to wrestle with on the Education Committee, as well as the full House, is this approach the best way to improve public education for the state? Certainly everybody agrees that every child should have a fair chance at a good education, and the state does have a moral obligation to make sure that the state public school districts are well funded. We have a lot of questions, though, about how this money is going to be raised. What is the calculation for using it? What are the uses for using it? And how will it be distributed across the different geographic areas of the state?
And I guess that's what it does come down to. Who are the winners and who are the losers? And I understand that it could be really hard for some districts.
It will be. One point that I have raised is that there is definitely a need for more equitable funding across the state. There's no question about that. However, it should not be done in a way that disadvantages the well-performing school districts, such as those in Chester County. So as this debate moves forward, we need to make sure that we help school districts that do genuinely need the help, but we need to do so in a way that doesn't punish the well-performing school districts, such as those in Chester County. The school districts in Chester County are only going to receive about a 1.5 increase under this proposed plan from the governor. That is well below historical trends, and certainly is not fair to the taxpayers in Chester County.
Representative Milne, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next week at this time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Duane Milne.